Let's be honest, alleys do not have the world's best reputation. The concept of a back alley anything, not good. We're often hoping not to meet someone in a dark alley. But cities across the country and around the world are trying to make better use of their alleys and turn them into urban hotspots. And in Phoenix, where some people see fear and darkness, others see possibility.
If I could take a time-lapse video of what a normal day would look like, you would see hundreds of people actually using the alley. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be nice if this thing was cleaned up?
Pete Salas owns Barsmith and the Monarch Theater in downtown Phoenix. The clubs back up onto an alley between 1st and 2nd Streets and Washington and Adams. Salas says he and his neighbors got together and started talking about ways to fix up the alley. In city speak, they wanted to activate it. One of the people they reached out to was Ryan Tempest, an architect and co-founder of the group This Could Be Phoenix.
If we can show to enough people what a good alley looks like and, you know, the benefits of having an activated alley, I think that enough people will get on board that, you know, we can start to really change things and have some momentum on it.
Tempest and others have dubbed this Phoenix Alley of the Arts. Many of its walls are covered by murals. But there are a number of other things they'd like to do. Replace the many dumpsters with a few trash compactors, even out the surface, improve the lighting, just become a place people want to check out rather than avoid.
A lot of times alleys are shaded, so you can really activate them to be these places where, you know, pedestrians can cut through and get away. They can also be activated in ways where you've got businesses that are opening up the back of their storefronts to the alley and having seating. They can just be a place where you're just sitting to get away from, you know, or go on your lunch break or something like that.
Tempest says he thinks businesses could open up to the alleys and sell stuff. Restaurants on either end of the alley could put seating back there. Pete Salas says that wasn't something he'd thought about, but believes it could benefit businesses that back up to alleys.
It brings an electricity to the city of doing things that you hear happen in large cities around the world and maybe in L.A. or New York.
Maybe give Phoenix a little more cachet?
Exactly.
A few miles north of Phoenix Alley of the Arts, another alley is undergoing a makeover.
So we are looking right now at an alley. It's right off of Camelback and Central, and it's an alley that was in some pretty rough shape. There was a lot of graffiti. There was a building that I understand had some drug activity, and the residents and the merchants came together and they said, we want to do something. We want to activate this alley.
Michael Hammett is Phoenix's chief service officer. He helped coordinate the cleanup of this alley with the help of nearby residents and business owners and AmeriCorps Vista volunteers. This alley is a little different than the one downtown since there are homes adjacent to it rather than just businesses. But Hammett says the goal is pretty similar.
We're hearing that they want it to be a gathering space where there could be events back there, especially at night when the city vehicles aren't coming through the alley. There could be, pop-up events. It could be merchant-led. It could be resident-led. And we heard that some are interested in seeing benches where people could sit and rest under shade.
Hammett says active alleys are safer alleys. He thinks this one could be a way to connect residents and businesses. It could also serve as a thoroughfare that people can use rather than walk right along Camelback.
Trying to get people to walk those distances is greatly enhanced when you have interesting things for them to see along the way.
Alan Stevenson is Phoenix's planning and development director. His department is in the process of finalizing a formal alley activation program. He says the idea grew from downtown, and that's where the effort will focus. He doesn't see this as widespread throughout the city.
This is really a fine-grained effort to keep some of that artistic vitality and some unique places that really are the fine-grained details of downtown that help create that overall character that promotes people wanting to walk to these different areas.
Stevenson says alley activations have to balance the desire to clean the alleys up and make them more interesting spaces with their practical purposes, trash pickup and utility connections among them. He says historically, alleys were places to be avoided and only serve those utilitarian purposes.
Now in Phoenix and a lot of other large cities across the country are looking at how you can reuse those areas to provide, you know, a lot of interesting artwork, some cool little spaces to activate those, even if they're on a temporary basis.
Stevenson says people wanting to fix up the alleys will be responsible for paying to do it. Pete Salas says right now the biggest investment is time and effort, but he's ready for what's next.
We don't have all the prices, but we've already started doing things that we can do. You know, $20 here, donated pots here. I promise to water all the plants with Bar Smith and Monarch's water, which we don't mind. You know, everyone's going to have to give up something for civic pride.
Phoenix is working to finish the regulations for its formal alley activation program and plans to take them to a city council subcommittee in September. The full council should take them up and approve them later this fall.